companies who have grown and developed in Jamaica and made a certain standard of living and profitability by sticking to what we know and are comfortable are going to not want to take the extra effort to go and beat the doors. Current president of the PSOJ, when he went public, he indicated he was going to have to start beating the bushes mm-hmm. abroad. Mm-hmm. That's what it takes. And I am concerned that not enough Jamaicans are motivated and driven to go that extra mile.
Exporting your products to new markets can be one of the best ways to grow your business, but it can also be very tricky. I'm Kalila Reynolds, and it's time for another episode of Money Moves, JA, brought to you in partnership with Exim Bank's Business Advisory Service, giving you the tools to grow your business. My guest today is John Mahfood. He is the president of the Jamaica Manufacturers and Exporters Association. He'll tell us how to do it. Hi, John. Welcome back to Money Moves, JA.
Thank you very much.
So today we're talking about exports, which you should know a few things about based on your experience with JAMTEES and also president of the JMEA. So why is export such an important focus for Jamaica and for businesses now?
In general, you know, you want to, in running a country, you want to be able to balance, you have needs. The people, the consumers want to buy stuff. We want to buy gasoline, we want to buy food for the people, motor vehicles and so on. But to have that ability to import things for the country, you have to find a foreign exchange. Either you're going to find it through the services, or you're going to, like Jamaica, find it through tourism, or you also will find it through remittances and manufacturing. So in the case of Jamaica, the only thing that really saves us is that we have so much remittances, $3 billion. Without that, we would be in a very serious position. Tourism is not yet at the stage where it can supplement the income that we need. And it, traditionally, in 50, 60 years ago, when manufacturing was at, in its heyday, that brought in a lot of the foreign exchange, so that running the country, you have the foreign exchange from earnings and you have the expenditure for the needs of the people.
You know, exporting sounds like such a great idea as a business at whatever level you are. You slap your product on Amazon, get people all over the world to buy it and make a lot of money. But in reality, there's a lot of red tape behind the scenes to getting your product on international shelves or international markets. Why go through that struggle?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't emphasize the red tape. Everything you do in business requires you to meet the competition or beat the competition. So if you're selling in Jamaica, you're going to need attractive products, good labels. You're going to need to meet the Bureau of Standards, you know, for your labels and the quality of the product. For all those things, if you're already doing that, you're ready to export. The question is, how committed are you? How motivated are you to expand your business? So, you know, while I've been at the JMEA, I see a range of companies from the very small to the large, who may be satisfied with doing business alone in Jamaica. But that does not provide you an opportunity to grow and to become, you know, substantial. And even for the smallest companies that I see in Jamaica who have great products, they even have difficulty finding markets in Jamaica. You know, they may, you know, there is a, when you think, for instance, of the 4 million tourists that come here, both stopovers and cruise ships, that's a huge market that we are not tapping into in Jamaica. That's a kind of an export market in the sense that you're selling to tourists who are taking those products. The rate of the money that's available from those 4 million people are significant, but we're not dealing with that. And that indicates that there is not a drive on our small companies to even take that initiative. And then companies who have grown and developed in Jamaica and made a certain standard of living and profitability by sticking to what we know and are comfortable are going to not want to take the extra effort to go and beat the doors. Current president of the PSOJ, when he went public, he indicated he was going to have to start beating the bushes mm-hmm. abroad. Mm-hmm. That's what it takes. And I am concerned that not enough Jamaicans are motivated and driven to go that extra mile. Mm. When we bought our company, Jamaican Teas, I realized the market for teas in Jamaica were so small, it would never be substantial. I'd never be able to make a living from this. The only way would be to create, to go to the Caribbean, where there is an equal number of people, as in Jamaica, 3 million people with a much higher per capita income, who could provide that added market size. So right now we sell 65% of our sales are to exports and 35. Mm. If we stayed at the level that we are with only 35% of our business, it would be nothing. You know, so it takes drive and the desire to learn how to export, what you have to do, and to make the effort. And also, as you say, during COVID, there was such a massive increase in the number of online business being mm-hmm. done. Mm-hmm. And it creates that opportunity for us, for small manufacturers, but we are not getting on the bandwagon fast enough. And I believe that the online retailers like Amazon and others create a platform where small manufacturers can compete and go directly to the consumer.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm sold and I want to start exporting, but what are some of the things that I should consider before I look to make that move?
Well, you obviously, if you have a unique product, the better, because a lot of companies make sauces, make products that are similar to other Jamaican products. And if you're going to sell in the U.S. market, you need to be able to differentiate your product, or you have to have something unique. Less so if you're going to sell in the Caribbean, where you have most of the companies that sell on supermarkets in Jamaica could be selling in the Caribbean. We have a similar culture and food habit. You have to decide which type of market are you going for. If you're going to go for the online retailers, then the JMEA has a partnership arrangement with a consulting firm who can prepare you through an 8-week course to learn how to sell on Amazon. And we have done one session with about 17 companies.
Is that with Barrington McIntosh?
Correct.
Yeah, he's been on the show. He's great.
And he is great and very enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. And we are trying to now engage another 17 or 20 companies to learn how to sell on the... And whatever Barrington would have told you in terms of what is going to make you successful is true. You have to find out what your competitors are, the price point that you're going to sell at. You have to look at your labels. Are they attractive enough? Do your products, the nutritional information and so on, are they up to standard for the bureau? Those types of things are not so insurmountable, but you have to decide what it's going to take for you to learn and to implement.
How do you decide which markets to target? So for us, our main diaspora markets are US, Canada, UK. How do you figure out, okay, where should I go first?
Okay, so, you know, you said something that it's the main diaspora markets is UK, US, and Canada, and those are tough markets. My feeling is that you have to look at the Caribbean market. Mm. There is still a big disparity between what we import from the Caribbean and what we export. My own sense, I have not actually done this, the detailed study to support it, but I feel we could be doing 200 million or more in exports, U.S. exports to the Caribbean. When you talk about the U.K. and Canada, they're pretty tough markets to be successful in because they are dominated by very large retailers. Those large retailers are not that interested in taking our products, and that makes it very difficult. The U.S. is a little different in that they are a mix of small shops and large supermarkets. But still, if you're going to try to get to a distributor in the U.S. to get them to take your product, the product has to be unique. It has to be able to sell both in a small shop or in a supermarket. And as you and most people who have gone to the U.S., when you go into a public supermarket, we are put into something called the international aisle, which is one aisle in a supermarket that
has everything.
But the consumers in the U.S. don't go in that aisle, you know. So we are in 800 public supermarkets. We're in a lot of Walmarts, but stuck in the international aisle, and our sales don't.
Oh, you're not in the tea aisle.
No, but we just got into the tea aisle just this last month. For the first time, we got into the tea aisle with two products. That is the sort of ambition that most Jamaican companies have, to come out of the international aisle, go into the tea aisle. But still, going into the tea aisle on its own for the first time, a U.S. consumer passing the tea aisle, what is going to motivate them to take your product?
Right.
And that is the challenge. So,
But on your point about CARICOM markets, that Jamaican businesses should target CARICOM markets as for exports, we do have trade agreements, CSME,
right.
So it should be easier. In reality, is it easier to export to CARICOM markets?
It is possible, but the same challenge you will have of getting into a supermarket in Jamaica is the same challenge that you have getting into a supermarket in Barbados. What will cause a supermarket in Jamaica or Barbados to take your product? If you look at a ketchup aisle in Jamaica, there might be 15 different products, but maybe only 15 different brands, but only three or four are the selling brands, you know. If you go to a supermarket here and say, I have another ketchup, they're probably not going to take it. If you come in with a unique product or a product that doesn't have a lot of competition, they will. So once you have a range of products that are good and that are saleable in Jamaica, you can go into the Caribbean market by appointing, number one, you may have to travel to the market, mm-hmm. but there are ways of getting into the market and identifying potential distributors. For instance, the JMEA would have a list of importers in Barbados. You can get that list, mm-hmm. show them your products, go and visit them. You can contact the Barbados Chamber of Commerce. Every island in the Caribbean have a Chamber of Commerce. They represent importers and distributors. You contact them, get a list of names. And so the same type of thing you would do in Jamaica, if you were in Kingston trying to sell to Montego Bay, mm-hmm. you know, is the same type of thing you have to do to get into the Caribbean markets.
Great ideas. Thank you so much. So how can people join the JMEA?
You can go online and sign up, very easy. And we have close to 500 members now, half of which are very small companies. That is a focus because we believe that's the group that we can help the most. And that's where hopefully our growth in Jamaica is going to come from.
Thanks again, John. All the best.
Thank you.
Here's a recap of John's key points. A unique product will help you get noticed in America and the Caribbean. If you want to appeal to the online market, the JMEA has a partnership with a consulting firm that can prepare you through an 8-week course to sell on Amazon. The JMEA has a list of importers in Barbados, which is accessible to manufacturers.
That's it for this episode of Money Moves JA, brought to you in partnership with Exim Bank's Business Advisory Service, giving you the tools to grow your business. Visit their website at eximbankja.com and visit my website, KalilaReynolds.com, for a summary of this episode. See you next time.